Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of Futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Two-hour edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles to be followed by Angels Baseball from Cincinnati. I'll tell you, a big day in racing yesterday. Of course, it's a little bit strange here in Southern California. Santa Anita, by design, is dark this weekend. Racing will resume this coming Friday, April 17th. It's called the Hollywood Meet, and we'll push on to mid-June. Big days yesterday, no question about it, at Oaklawn Park in Keeneland. An awful lot to talk about. We can tell you this, a big show. We've got Aaron Wellman, who represents Eclipse Thoroughbreds, primary owners of journalism, a multiple grade one winner last year, Santa Anita Derby, Preakness, Haskell Invitational, second to Sovereignty in the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont. Both of those horses will be making their four-year-old debuts next Saturday at Oaklawn Park. They enter today at Oaklawn for the Oaklawn Handicap, a grade two event. And we've got Aaron teed up right after Jonathan Hardoon. We've got Brad Free, Tony Alivato in hour two. So much to talk about. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Big performances all around. First thing I want to address is maybe Keeneland, if we can. Then we'll get to some topical matters, John, because I know you've got a lot on your mind. A dead heat in yesterday's Grade 1 Jenny Wiley at a mile and a 16th on turf, and expensive Queen, the longer price of the two, trained by Brendan Walsh and Irish bred with Luis Saez, and on the far outside suggested breaking from post 10, but these two raced as one, kind of the final 16th. It looked like Suggesta and Flavion Pratt for Chad Brown was going to go ahead, as Trevor used to say on occasion, and gain the ascendancy. But I'll tell you what, expensive Queen, just dead game inside, a dead heat in that Grade 1 Jenny Wiley.
It was a terrific race, Mike. Not often you'll see Pratt let a horse come up inside of him and beat him. I think he was paying attention to Maduro, who was outside of him. It looked like the horse that Juan Hernandez was riding, and Saez snuck up the inside, and they finished in a dead heat. It looked like the one horse actually won expensive Queen on fast motion, but then in slow motion, yeah. you could tell it was very close.
Oh, was it ever.
And it turned out to be a dead heat. And a terrific ride by Saez coming up inside of Pratt. Again, you don't see that often, but it happened yesterday.
Yes, it did. And the very next race, it was billed as the final prep to the Kentucky Derby, but going in, you knew the winner wouldn't have enough points to qualify for the Run for the Roses. But a big upset, and I texted agent Brian Beach. He represents a Kazushi Kimura based here in Southern California. They got it done aboard a long shot by the name of Trendsetter for a trainer I'm unfamiliar with, John. Ben Colebrook, small stable based back there, 32-1, and Trendsetter made it look easy in the Lexington yesterday.
Yeah, he was an interesting horse, Mike. He won his first two starts on the dirt at Colonial Downs, and then, he got the chance yesterday, and he upset the field, and really not a terrific field, but take nothing away from him. They were there. The interesting horse was the horse that ran second, The Hell We Did. That horse is a half-toe Senor Buscador, trained by the same trainer, Todd Fincher. Only his fourth lifetime start. He was stretching out for the first time. So it was his first time around two turns, and he lived up to the billing. I mean, he ran second, and Senor Buscador is his older half-brother, and he didn't embarrass himself by running second. Yeah, the winner was kind of hard to find, to be honest with you, but that's what they run the races for. What could I tell you?
And you know, John, how good a job does Todd Fincher do? These horses, here's a Kentucky bred, but they're based in New Mexico. It was interesting, and it's all in retrospect now, but you see The Hell We Did, second again in yesterday's Lexington and Keeneland Racecourse. He came off a non-winner's two other than allowance win by 13 lengths on March 15th. He got a 92 buyer. And now, after the fact, that kind of does jump off the page. That's a big number coming out of a place like Sunland Park.
Yeah, but he does it every year, Mike. He ships into Del Mar. He's not afraid to fight the big boys. And
that's
you're right.
Right.
He does an unbelievable job. And, again, this horse is bred to be a nice horse, and he showed up yesterday. He finished second, but take nothing away from him. The rest of the field, you know, kind of blasé, to say the least. They gave 20 points to Trendsetter, but that's not going to do him any good, not unless there are 20 late scratches, I guess,
no,
out of the Derby field. So he's not going to go. No one's going to go that ran there yesterday.
Yeah.
But they run that race every year. It's a last chance to get points. So if you're on the bubble and you decide to run, well, it could make a difference.
John,
unfortunately, to all those horses, it made no difference.
No difference. On to the Preakness, maybe for one or two. Let's talk about the Apple Blossom yesterday. Grade 1 traditional stake there at Oaklawn Park. Older fillies and mares at a mile and 1/16th. A lot of people, she was the heavy favorite, Nitrogen, people expecting her to bounce back off that defeat at the hands of the California-bred Majestic Oops in the Grade 2 Azaria on March 7th. But Nitrogen, it just doesn't seem like she's quite back to her best for whatever reason. Take nothing away from the winner trained by Safi Joseph, 33-1. Micah Husbands aboard Claret Beret, and it was the aforementioned Nitrogen second. And the cowbred Majestic Oops trained by Dan Ward, I thought she ran a solid third there in the Apple Blossom yesterday.
Majestic Oops absolutely loves Oakland. She has a terrific record there. As for Nitrogen, a lot of people are down on her, but to be honest with you, Mike, I thought she ran her race. Her first start back last time when she didn't run well, the track was sloppy. I don't think she handled it. But yesterday, listen, she ran her race. She just got beat by a better horse yesterday. Claire Barret is now trained by Safi Joseph. He took over the training a few starts back. Last two races for Safi Joseph, both of them very, very impressive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love when trainers are loyal to rider. I just like loyalty in this world. Anyway, he took Micah Husbands to Oakland to ride this race. So he got to win a graded stake. Not only that, but this is a win and you're in. So this horse is now going to go to the Breeders' Cup, and Micah Husbands is going to get his first mount. So good for them, and everything went right for them. The horse paid $19.60, went off $8.80 to a dollar. No, Nitrogen, listen, ran second. It's not like she ran up the track, and she did beat the rest of the field like about by four or five lengths, whatever it was. So, you know, I'm not giving up on her yet. She's a nice horse, mare, I guess, at this point. And don't give up on her yet.
You know, Majestic Oops, six-year-old California bred mare. There was a really nice feature they ran on Fox, great coverage yesterday, on Dan Ward, longtime assistant to Bobby Frankel and then Jerry Hollendorfer, on his own now with a modestly sized stable. But it was a great feature, and he pointed out Majestic Oops. You know, to look at her, there's not a whole lot there, 15.2 hands, but when she's able to settle, she's really honest. And again, a big effort, I thought, again yesterday in that grade one, coming off a win in the grade two, Azari.
And Almond Joy was in that race representing SoCal. She finished fifth. You know, she beat half the field. She may be a notch below these horses, but she's on the improve. And congratulations to them, because she didn't embarrass herself.
And trained by Aggie Ordonez, who sent out yet another California bred last Sunday in a $250,000 race at Sunland Park, named for a car dealership. Vodka Vodka got the money there. John, our time is short, but I heard you yesterday with Bob and John, and I want to revisit this this conference of racing commissioners this past Wednesday, apparently in Indianapolis. Story by Chelsea Hackbarth at the Pollock Report, and the quotes from CHRB Executive Commissioner, I think is his title, Scott Cheney. I know they rubbed a lot of players the wrong way. Among the things Scott said, he said, and I'm quoting, "In my view, CAW, that's computer-assisted wagering, is not a problem to be solved or something that needs to be severely restricted or limited. It's a reality in racing that you deal with by trying to figure out what is the best long-term approach for the health of horse racing." I think Scott would have been better served had he led with something he said much later. And as Chelsea noted, she said Cheney also said that since California racing is not supported by alternative forms of gaming, that's very important to note, the state really can't afford to perform an experiment that might reduce CAW activity. Now, that is a legitimate argument. I just kind of wish he had led with that instead of the other, because it came off a little bit, well, quite frankly, condescending, John.
It was condescending. It was an asinine comment to make, and I found it insulting being a player, to be honest with you, Mike. If he would have made the second comment and left the first comment out, fine. It would have been, you know, what they're supposed to say, politically correct and everything else that goes with it. But to insult people and to say, don't pay attention to X and don't, there's nothing to it.
Yeah, right.
And that's overblown and everything else. But when I bet a horse that's 10-1 and he crosses the wire and pays $8, well, I have a right to be upset, Mike, as does everyone else. Read Ray Pollock's report on the decline in the handle, okay, since I think it was 2002, whatever
yes.
it was.
Yes.
And guess what? They're chasing people away. We talk about it ad nauseum, but no one seems to do a damn thing about it. And by the way, the CAW at Keeneland is about as bad as it gets. Other tracks, Naira, Southern California, they at least cut off win wagering with 2 minutes to go. Keeneland, they don't. And it's sticking out, and you're seeing it three or four times a day.
Yeah.
And believe me when I tell you, they are chasing people away. While it's a terrific boutique meet and people love to play it and everything else, people get disgusted, Mike. And, well, you know, it's going to reach a breaking point.
John, if we can't, and I mean we, those of us in the industry, if we can't at the very least, agree that perception is huge. Perception is absolutely huge. Ask Bud Light. Ask Jaguar. I mean, perception is absolutely massive, and to just be dismissive, say it's not a thing, and it, yeah, it is a thing. Now, you mentioned Ray Pollack. This just, the numbers are so incredibly grim. It's Ray's column, My View from the Eighth Pole. Late in it, Ray says, not surprisingly, on-track handle has suffered the most. It was just $683 million in 2025, that's nationally, compared to more than $2 billion. That's $683 million last year compared to $2 billion with a B in 2002 when advanced deposit wagering was in its infancy. On-track bets provide more revenue to purses and racetrack operations. For every dollar lost in an on-track wager, you need multiple dollars bet off-track or via advanced deposit wagering to make up the difference. So there's just so much here, and unfortunately, not a whole lot of it's positive.
Listen, there's plenty that goes into that decline in numbers, the field size, oh, too many racing days, all that.
Sports wagering, the proliferation.
Exactly. Now you could pick up your phone and bet $1 million on a game. It means nothing, you know. So all that is part of it, but so is CAW, so don't be so damn dismissive of it.
That's a good call. All right, now give us a winner, and then we'll check you back at the end of the show because I got Aaron Wellman on hold here.
Okay, so let's go to Keelan, look at race number 9 for the first of our two radio plays. And I like the number 10 horse in here, Tenacious Leader, a 4-year-old colt from the Todd Pletcher barn. Rider switched today to Flavian Pratt, 9-2 on the morning line. This guy has two races at Keelan on the turf course with a win and a second. Number 10, Tenacious Leader, wins today's 9th race out at Keelan.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
Rebest plays $10, full card $25. Today we have Oaklawn, Keelan, and Aqueduct Selection.
Stay tuned, John, because I want you to react to some of what Tony Alavato is going to have to say. And also Brad Free, he has got a big story up at DRF.com regarding a Grade 3 stake run on Santa Anita Derby Day. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. As advertised now, joined by an old friend, Aaron Wellman, on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, representing a big ownership contingent with the Big Horse Journalism. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I knew something was up when I saw you Friday morning at Santa Anita, and you were on the move with Michael McCarthy. Talk about journalism now. We haven't seen him since he was fourth in the Breeders' Cup Classic back November 1 or 2. Making his 4-year-old debut next Saturday at Oaklawn. You guys enter today for the Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap. But talk about the work last Friday at Santa Anita and your thoughts about this race.
Yeah, horses come back from a brief freshening down at Bridlewood Farm after the Breeders' Cup in really good order. Michael has been very methodical about the manner in which he's brought him along in his workout pattern.
Right.
Introducing a little bit more by the week. And he's answered every question we've asked of him. Just a pleasure to be around from the time he came in as a 2-year-old to his incredible, illustrious 3-year-old season last year. Now we're seeing a much more mature, confident within himself and in his skin journalism. And after he crossed the wire and went past the 7/8 pole on Friday morning, Michael looked at me and said, it's time to run.
It's time to run, but why in the heck are you facing off with Sovereignty this early, Aaron? Can't you hold off till maybe midsummer or whatever? I mean, wow, he's going to be making his 4-year-old debut. As you know, your thoughts on meeting a horse of this magnitude right off the bench?
Yeah, look, it's no secret that options locally in his backyard are limited, if not non-existent. So we know we've got to hit the road one way or the other to get this campaign started. And like I said, on Friday morning, when we saw him across the wire, gallop out with enthusiasm, and come back to the barn like he hadn't done much. We knew it was time to put him on a plane and get him going. We haven't played scared ever with this horse, regardless of competition, regardless of race spacing. He doesn't take his track with him. It's just an absolute honor and a privilege to be associated with a horse like him. And honestly, it was between this or waiting a couple weeks to run in the Alley Sheba on Oaks Day at Churchill Down.
Right.
And it boiled down to the fact that we just didn't know whether we could keep him on all fours for the next 2 weeks. And then going to Churchill Downs, having a train there, Derby Week, which is high intensity. You know, it all just sort of factored into it. We had smooth travel today to Oaklawn, which we liked. Everything just sort of lined up. And is it ideal to have to face off against Sovereignty in round one of what we hope is a championship 12-round heavyweight bout for the season? No, but again, you know, we're not shying away. We've never ducked from anybody. And look, we consider this step one on a race towards Horse of the Year with these guys and maybe a couple other players. And we view this as a good launching pad and the right horse for our race and a situation where we've really got not much to lose and a whole lot to gain.
Aaron, man, I'm loving you. What you're saying is just music to, I think, everybody's ears. Boy, the game needs these kind of horses. And hats off to you. Hats off to Billy Mott, everybody involved with Sovereignty, for bringing these horses back as four-year-olds. I know the temptations are so great. The math just leans so heavily toward going to stud after a big three-year-old year. And by any accounting, you had a massive three-year-old year. But it's exciting. You guys are going to be entering in a couple of hours, right? And you said the horse, is he already on the ground there at Oaklawn Park?
He's en route as we speak, Mike.
Okay. And that can be a little bit of a trippy, tricky ship. Where are you going to fly into?
I think he's got to go through Indy and then quick layover and head over to Little Rock. But it should be pretty smooth. He's a frequent flyer. I think he's got status on FedEx at this point.
Yeah.
And hopefully all goes smooth. He'll have a solid 5 days to get over the surface there at Oaklawn and be ready for Saturday.
We see races run all over the country, except here in Southern California, on off tracks. If the track comes up off, if there is rain, what do you think? Are you going to go ahead and suit up?
Look, it always boils down to what's best for the horse. So Michael McCarthy and I and our team, which largely involves Coolmore, of course, and grateful to them for allowing us the opportunity to come back as a four-year-old. You alluded to it earlier.
Yeah.
About the temptation of sending him to stud. So massive, massive kudos to the Coolmore contingent for bypassing the stud revenue this season and being able to showcase him on the racetrack. But as far as track condition is concerned, we'll just have to see what Saturday brings. Not comfortable with, of course, and you know, the powers that be will put our minds together and see what happens come Saturday. I do know that there is rain forecast for Saturday in Hot Springs, but that could be the same thing 2 weeks later at Churchill, as we all know.
100%. Yeah,
often gets hit pretty hard over Derby weekend. So we're ready. We're ready for the elements, and just hoping for a very smooth week.
Aaron, are you heading back today yourself?
You know, I've got a lot of balls up in the air, Mike. We've got Philly, who won the Santa Anita Oaks, of course, last week, meaning who's preparing for the Kentucky Oaks. She'll probably breeze at Santa Anita on Friday. The OBS sale kicks off on Tuesday down in Ocala.
Wow.
And journalism's on his way to Oaklawn right now, so I'm in a very blessed and fortunate position to have a lot of balls up in the air.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure that they all land safely, so I've got my eyes on a bunch of different areas right now. My intention is absolutely to be in Hot Springs on Saturday for journalism it's been such a joy for myself, my family, and everybody associated with this horse. I haven't missed a breeze if I can help it. I don't intend to miss a race. You know, he's a horse that we just cherish, and I want to be there to support him. He's been so good to us that all the support we can give him, certainly going to do that. So I intend to be there, whether I come from Ocala or straight from Greece at Santa Anita, sort of is in the next 24 to 48 hours determination.
Looking forward to the entries. Skippy Longstocking, the high weight for the Oaklawn Handicap, apparently is not going to run for Safi Joseph. Going to be squaring off the two big three-year-olds from last year, Sovereignty and Journalism, in next Saturday's Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap at Oaklawn Park there in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Aaron Wellman, thanks for the time. Thanks for the horse as a four-year-old. Can't wait to see him run.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for all the support. Have a great one.
You bet. We'll talk again soon. We're going to take a quick time out, folks. Step aside, coming back strong with John Lindo from down south. Orlando Gutierrez is going to preview what should be a heck of a night at Los Alamitos. The Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity a week from tonight at Los Al. A whole bunch of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thurman, Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to a couple of guys making things happen here at the Big A. Ellie Cams, along with Chris Monreal. Let's get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good. Really enjoyed the show yesterday with you and Bob Ike, as usual, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 here on AM 830. We talk a lot about the Cowbreds. I was really hoping Majestic Oops could knock down that grade one yesterday in the Apple Blossom. California-bred six-year-old mare by Majestic Harbor, who you might remember was conditioned by Sean McCarthy here in Southern California. But Majestic Oops had to settle for third. Another cowbred I mentioned a few minutes ago, Vodka Vodka, very much in evidence last Sunday at Sunland Park. Kent DeSormo was up for Aggie Ordonez. A five-year-old gelding by Stay Thirsty, California bred, out of a hard-spun mare by the name of Margie's Minute, knocked down the $250,000 Casa Ford Sunland Park at a mile 1/8 there at Sunland. Hats off to those connections.
Yeah, Vodka Vodka now has 5 wins from 13 starts. He's got earnings of almost $570,000. And what a job Aggie Ordonez has done. Yeah. With Vodka Vodka, and even Almond Joy, too. The job she's done bringing those horses down from Northern California, and boy, they've got some big, big bankrolls already.
Really, no, and she's, I'm telling you, she's a terrific interview. I hope to have her on again soon. Just a great ambassador for the game. You know, she grew up in it, her dad rode, trained, and she's just a great story. John, let's go ahead and talk about other stuff. Primarily Santa Anita Dark, and this was the way it was going to be when the dates came out before the first of the year. They're dark this weekend. Racing resumes Friday, April 17th in Arcadia.
Right. We enter today, and after you know what will be basically 2 weeks off, let's see how the field sizes go. The turf course has had a chance to get a little bit of a refreshing, too. Got a little drizzle this morning. That won't hurt the turf course one bit either, so... let's see how we do as far as that. And in the meantime, Mike, you know, some of our guys have been riding at Keeneland. Kazushi Kimura won 2 races at Keeneland yesterday. Juan Hernandez won the opener yesterday. So they're making a little hay while they're out of town, and they'll all be back fresh and ready to go here when Santa Anita opens on Friday.
And, you know, John, you just see the way things are evolving. We're going to see more and more people, more and more horses. to kind of quote Hank Stram, they're matriculating in an easterly direction, and it's just business. And we're doing everything we can to try and bolster things here, but man, we need help with the purses. That's the primary thing, and there's a lot of other stuff as well, as we'll be hearing from Brad Free in the next hour.
Well, this time of year with the Triple Crown season, you know, the horsemen are taking their horses not only for the Triple Crown races, but there's so many undercard stakes and graded stakes races with big purses. And it's just, you know, when you figure out the cost of shipping one, if you have two or three others that fit the bill for races out there, you know, you're going to have the help out there anyways. You send a few horses out to compete in those things, and the owners like to be around on those big days as well. So it's something that's happened for a number of years, but it really stands out now because we're you know, the depth isn't out here as far as who's going to replace those horses in the entry box in Southern California.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, want to encourage folks, go to ctba.com. We don't want to be doom and gloom. A lot of good reasons to be involved here. By the way, John, I got a mare up at Legacy, 14 years old. I had never bred her. She took second cover with Forbidden Kingdom. I mean, I'm beyond elated. To me, it's a bit of a miracle.
Well, you're going to have a March foal next year, then. That's perfect.
Well, we got 11 months to go, pal. I don't want to count any chickens before they hatch. You know, you've been in the game. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Well, absolutely. But you have to be an optimist, too, because, like I say, it's a tough game. You enjoy the victories when they come, and you hope for the best at all times.
If you're not an optimist, I just don't know how you – I mean, you're going to be committing suicide. You got to be optimistic. You do, because there's no other way to approach it.
You have to. And like I say, if you get a nice California-bred foal, you know, again, the field crop is not going to be huge. There's a lot of money on the line. You know, you can register that foal. It's not going to cost you anything to register as the cow bred. You get all the different kinds of bonuses. So it's a very lucrative situation. Now you just got to take advantage of it.
Right. And not too far in the future, Del Mar's continues to do a lot of things to attract horses from out of state and to really try and bolster the purses for everybody. And as we know, we need a lot of shoring up on the dirt, John.
Well, absolutely. But it's not just us. You look at the cards right now at Aqueduct, where they're not using the turf. They start back on the turf this coming Thursday. But their dirt races, all dirt cards during the winter, they were not good. And the field size has been small. And even we talked about it yesterday. Next year, Oakland is going back to the 3-day weeks as opposed to four, because they're having trouble filling all dirt cards.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And a lot of vet scratches everywhere. I mean, boy, we see at Keeneland, field size is good, but it could be a lot better. I've seen a lot of veterinary scratches there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kentucky's getting a lot of those too. And, you know, we've been dealing with it for a while in Southern California. So, I guess maybe you just say the playing field's kind of leveling out around the nation.
Well, I teased Brad Free's story in Daily Racing for him. I know you've read it. There was a threat of a scratch, apparently, a week ago yesterday, and I had no idea. This was the Grade 3 Monrovia run right after the Santa Anita Derby. Brad Free posted on X yesterday after his story went up at DRF.com. Queen Maxima, one of the country's top female turf sprinters, and disappointing third at odds on last weekend in the Grade 3 Monrovia at Santa Anita, lost the hillside race before she got to the gate. Strange circumstances. And following that post, here's a post from your co-host on Saturday mornings and our good friend Bob Ike. I quote Bob, "Outstanding reporting by Brad Free. Between the overzealous vet protocols and regulations, inclement weather policies, and stewards' ultimatums, the life is sadly being squeezed out of California racing." Can't wait to get Brad Free on to talk about that story, John.
Yeah, I had no idea. I read that. I'll let Brad explain to the listeners exactly what went down. And really interesting article. And I would say I was surprised, but I'm not.
Trained by Jeff Mullins, Queen Maxima, a multiple graded stakes winner down the hillside turf course, including in her previous start back in January. So anyway, a lot to talk about in hour two. John, let's get to it. Who do you like to win for radio today?
I'm going to go to Keeneland. Good card again at Keeneland today. Race number one at Keeneland, number eight, Use Me, a filly that rallied into a slow pace first time out. The filly that beat her, Vekoma View, is a nice filly. Second time starter now for trainer Brendan Walsh, who won a couple races yesterday at Keeneland. Tyler Gaffalione aboard, 5-1 on the morning line, number eight, Use Me. I think she gets the money today in the opener at Keeneland.
And you're going to be getting up to the South Point real soon. You'll be hooking up with Ralph Sirocco, host Race Day Las Vegas up there on radio. Jonathan Hardoon flying in as usual. Steve Johnson going to be working in concert with you. I got a nice text from him yesterday. Said, look, we got plenty of rooms looking ahead this week. And he's encouraging people, get involved for the Triple Crown there at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. That number to call, folks, toll-free is 866-780-7223. John, thanks so much, and look forward to you and Bob on air next Saturday.
Looking forward to it, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
All right, all the best. Now we head down Catella. We say hello to Orlando Gutierrez on behalf of Knight Quarter Horse Racing and so much more at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How's it going?
Good. I don't know how you do it, but I had another late-night text from you, which I didn't get till early this morning. Eight races tonight. You start at 5 p.m., $10,000 added courtesy of Doc Allred and Kathy into that $2 traditional pick six, races 3 through 8, and trials for the Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity next Sunday night.
That's right, Mike. And sorry about the late text there, but I got to wait to see if we're going to be having a carryover.
I understand.
We're going to be kicking in the $10,000 pick six. This Sunday, that's what we're doing. We're going to throw the $10,000 added money into the pick six. And a fun card last night. Just had John Lindo on, and just I got to mention, Clubhouse Ride sired the first three winners on our Saturday night card last night. It was really cool to see in race number two a claimer by the name of A Kitten for Sue. But the connections, a lot of fun for me. Ray Salvatore, a horse player, a horseman from a long, long time ago, back in the game claiming this runner. A horse bred by Howard Siegel and a young man, Steven Gravina, who's an excellent handicapper. He actually represented Los Alamitos in the recent NHC. He's a breeder as well. So a fun, fun race there. Our feature event last night was the won by One Sweet Dog, the Virginia Highland. Last week I talked so much about Shaking Going On, perhaps being the single in our pick six. Well, she decided to skip the race, the connections bid. She'll be going in some of our bigger races later in the year. But that One Sweet Dog took advantage of that, picked up her 10th win at Los Alamitos. She's now a multiple stakes winner at Los Al, and the owner, Lex Fabrizio, he's already bred her. So he's looking forward to maybe one weekend next year having the mare One Sweet Dog race and maybe one of her babies race on the same weekend as well. So that's what happened last night. Looking forward to tonight's activities getting underway at 5 p.m. with, again, some outstanding quarter horse races to cap up the night.
Eight races tonight. I'm so glad I didn't realize Clubhouse Ride had sired the winners of the first three races last night. He finished up strong as well at that championship meet at Santa Anita. He rolls on, and folks, he stands at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. Give him a call. Get your mare to Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdoms there, as well as long as another very hot stallion, Ohm. That number to call, 209-759-3315. $10,000 stipend in the pick six tonight, Orlando. Who do you like maybe for the listeners today?
Big shot here, Mike, in race number three. And I'm going to go with the eight, Golf Drama from the outside post at 12-1 odds for trainer Angela Aquino. This horse has run three really good races. Actually, just about every one of his races has been very competitive, has hit the board in 17 of 32 starts, but here at Los Al has won two of the last three, actually crossed the wire first three in a row, but was DQ'd in one of them. A lot of speed from Golf Drama, again from the outside post. If he's able to maneuver into a good spot, think he's got a shot here, Mike, at 12-1. So I'm going to go with the 8, Golf Trauma, in race number 3.
Okay, and post time for race 3, folks, tonight at Los Alamitos, listed at 5:56 Pacific. Orlando, always a pleasure. Get some rest. I know you need it, sir.
I do. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, Orlando Gutierrez joining us from Los Alamitos. Before we step aside, a quick word to everybody. If you're a dedicated player already, if you're a beginner to horse racing, an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, folks, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Late on the break, we'll hit it coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. He's going to be looking at Keeneland and Nome, perhaps a look at the Big A today as well. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away. By the people.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. And the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Hour one, Kirby LA. Hey, listen, folks, if you can't make it out, say to Santa Anita, if you live out in the San Gabriel Valley, out toward Laverne, Ontario in there, think about getting into the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They just do an absolutely tremendous job. Free parking and admission every single race day. They've got events going on there all the time. They put on enough clerks. They've got a ton of self-service machines. A great food and beverage presentation. That is the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. I tell you, they staff it right. They pay attention. And say hello to Brandon, the facility manager out there. Tell him you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And if you're a little bit hungry leaving out of there, then it's on up to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, just off the corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. I don't know if he's hungry or not, but we're glad to have him back. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you? We missed you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Nice to be back. And I'll be honest, I wasn't hungry before you started doing the reads, but I am now, that's for sure.
Well, I think one time I ran a plumbing ad right in front of you, and that, you know, that would take the appetite away perhaps. But anyway, hey, let's get to it. Are you in New York this morning?
I'm not. I'm actually down here in Lexington. I'm in the Bluegrass. Nice. I'm going to be here all month getting ready for the Kentucky Derby, but I'm on my way to Keeneland here in a few minutes, and I can't wait for a great day racing down there.
Well, then I know you've looked at the 9-race card there today. What do you want to do for radio, Matt?
Yeah, let's actually just go to the lid lifter. Let's go to the very first race. Race one is a maiden special weight race going a mile on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. It kicks off at 1 p.m. Eastern. That would be 10 a.m. A.M. Pacific time. I really like the number 10 horse in this race, Eat, Hay, Run. 6-1 in the morning line, and the nice part is early betting shows that you're going to be able to get that value. Currently 5-1. Brendan Walsh, Louis Saez, they had a pretty good day yesterday getting in that dead heat in the Jenny Wiley.
Yeah.
This one's coming out of a maiden race that produced 3 next out winners, including Tam Tam, who went on to win the Sanibel Island. Nearly got the job done over Tam Tam in that debut. Second time running, has been working out beautifully, has gotten up here last week already, working over the course up here at Keeneland. So really like the number 10, Eat Hay Run, at 6-1 on the morning line, currently 5-1 on live wagering.
And that race will go in about an hour, 1 o'clock Eastern. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts says in race 1, go to number 10, Eat Hay Run. And Louis Saez, as you noted, fresh off victory in that dead heat in yesterday's Jenny Wiley. Talk about Naira Betts. How can we get signed up, Matt?
Absolutely. You go to NyraBets.com or download Naira Betts from wherever you get your apps, and you can sign up. Use the promo code MATCH200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. Also, if you use the promo code LIVE25 on Thursdays through Saturdays, you can get a free $25 bet if you're not playing with us already. So listen, a lot of great promos, a lot of great ways to play and win on Naira Bet.
Okay, now I'm going to throw a little bit of a curve at you. Are you guys getting 16-ounce gloves or 8-ounce gloves for Todd Schrupp and Andy Serling? They're going to be squaring off on a regular basis. I enjoyed what I caught yesterday. They're two strong personalities. You know they're not always going to agree. To me, it should make for some great TV, Matt.
Oh, could not agree more. Love both of those guys so much. They've both been so kind to me and so helpful in my career. And we're going to start them out with 16-pound gloves. We don't want the 16-ounce gloves. We don't get anyone getting hurt early on. We don't need any HR violations. It's going to be fantastic there. Look forward to the two of them on the desk covering all the great races.
A major disparity in the weights there. I would strongly recommend that Andy wear headgear. Matt DeSantis, thanks so much for your time. We'll try and get lucky with the 10 Eat Hay Run in race one at Keeneland. Enjoy the bluegrass.
All right, thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
Going to step aside, folks. Coming back strong, hour two. Speaking of Naira bets, we're going to be joined by Tony Alivato, a very important guy in our business. He is the Chief Revenue Officer, President Naira Bets. We'll talk about the seismic changes going on in the television landscape in our great game. He's going to be followed by Brad Free. He's got a huge story up at drf.com. Don't go away. Teachers.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add $10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of $86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Muffetree has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenandKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey. And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. So much ground to cover, as I think most everybody listening knows. Word out a little bit over a week ago that FanDuel TV is going to be going away, if you will, as a window for our great game of thoroughbred racing. Major layoffs and so on scheduled from early, a couple of months in June. Racing apparently is going to be totally absent following 2027. A great deal of uncertainty, and I have said I just don't know how you ever replace this kind of a platform, this kind of a window that all of us have enjoyed for so long now and lean on heavily. It's just incredible to be able to go anywhere you want to go. You go to a sports bar, if it's not on, you ask the bartender, and usually they've got it as part of their lineup. They can get the racing up there, and you're exposing our game to so many people that are just lay sports fans, if you will. They're not in our little insulated bubble. So a lot to talk about. I thought we'd hook up with the guy who makes things go at Naira Betts, and his name is Tony Alavado, Chief Revenue Officer, President, Naira Betts. Tony, good morning. It's been a while. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Mike. Nice to hear your voice. How you doing?
We're doing well. So much going on. I know you're right in the middle of it. You probably can't comment on some of the particulars. Big news out earlier this week. Todd Trupp, you've brought him in on what's deemed an interim freelance basis for America's Day at the Races. You started Thursday. I enjoyed him paired with Andy Serling and two strong personalities. I just think it's going to be some great TV, Tony, and I really mean that. We learned from a text that Ray Pollock shared from Todd a few days ago this week that Todd is also going to be involved with the Belmont Festival in June, and of course Frank Miramati will be calling the Belmont again from Saratoga. And then later on this summer, according to Todd, to be determined. Tony, I'm rambling on a little bit, but I thought the pull quote from what Todd had to say in that text, which was made public by Ray Pollock, and I quote from Todd Trupp, the wild card in all of this, meaning his status, programming, and everything, the wild card in all of this is whether or not a majority of the industry coalesces around the idea of Naira / Fox expanding television coverage of racing, end quote. Tony, your thoughts on the entire situation?
Well, I mean, you know, first thing, you know, my heart goes out to the 100+ people that are going to be out of work. Because, you know, as someone who's lost his job before and how it completely turns your life upside down, I know what it's like. And so, you know, to know what these people are going through and the uncertainty of what's out there. Some of these people have worked there for a quarter of a century. I mean, think about that. I had someone who worked there that I actually hired when I was at the time TVG called me and said, I got this job the day I graduated from college. I've never had another job. I don't know what else I can do. It's really tough. So the first thing you think of is that. And so as we look at two things, one is how do we find a home for all this content that's out there? To your point, Mike, I don't know if it can ever be replaced. We're never going to have the exact same thing.
Right.
Maybe we can create something that's closer. So find a home for horse racing that the fans want and fill that niche, that need that they're looking for, and also find a home for some of these people that are going to be out of work. And so that's kind of the direction we're going. Now, we're lucky at Naira that we started working with a great partner, Fox Sports, just about 10 years ago. And when we first started, we did 80 hours of television that first year. That's expanded to just over 900 hours, almost 1,000 hours that Fox televises of horse racing every year. So the industry and Naira in particular are very, very fortunate that we have a great partner that's completely invested in horse racing. And, you know, the immediate reaction to what happened was, okay, how do we find a home for some of this great content that's out there? Now, the one thing about Fox is, you know, we built these shows off of, you know, tier one, tier two content, the best racing, quality over quantity. When you watch, and look, not taking anything away from what FanDuel TV did because they did a great job, and then they still do. But we were more about storytelling and covering the races. If you've ever seen Saratoga Live, you know what I'm talking about, features and things like that. So Fox, I don't think, is looking to try to go to 7 days a week, 24 hours a day horse racing with wall-to-wall action. But there's a lot of great racing out there that's going to need to find a home. And we're working very hard with industry partners to fill that need. But at the same time, you got to ask, well, what about the rest of the racing? And what about the people that do want race, you know, wall-to-wall action with racing? So we're currently trying to come up with a plan, and it's very fluid. It's evolving day to day, and you know, where we were a week ago is a little different than we are now, and I'm sure it'll continue to change. But the idea of creating somewhat of a red zone channel. If you've ever watched the Red Zone on Sundays during NFL season, where you got the host Scott Hansen bouncing from track to track, giving you a little bit of commentary, and throwing to the on-site announcers, and really making sure you don't miss any action in the NFL on a Sunday in one place. We're trying to replicate that model for horse racing and find a home for it. The idea would be that it would not have any ADW sponsorship, you know, account wagering sponsorship. That way we could get all the different sports books to pick it up. They're not worried about running something that's got Naira Betts ads in it and then on their site. Mm-hmm. And we also need to find a home for it on, you know, some other platform, whether it's YouTube or traditional television. We're looking at different possibilities, but we want to get this thing out there. So in short, to sum it up, we're trying to expand what we're doing currently with Fox with some of the best racing content that's out there, and then at the same time create a second platform that's easily accessible. People don't have to pay for it. We don't want people to have to pay to get a horse racing channel and get it out there as soon as possible. We're working very, very hard on this. It's a top priority for Naira and Fox. And remember, Naira is a not-for-profit. So we are, you know, obviously, our number one concern is horse racing in New York, but we understand the ecosystem, the business, and we need there to be a strong California, a strong Florida, a strong Kentucky, and strong racing across the country for New York racing to succeed.
Tony, again, I know you can't get into specifics, but the one thing is I noted this pull quote from Todd Shrupp. He says, you know, the wild card in all of this is whether or not a majority of the industry coalesces around the idea of expanding racing coverage. Coalesces, that's code for invest. It's going to take a laydown, money. Is California in the mix, do you think, Tony, looking forward?
Yeah, but, you know, Mike, I would disagree with that in terms from a financial standpoint. We're not out there looking for money from any racetracks. We're just asking for the tracks to come on board and commit to this so that we can get enough content to create a product that's sustainable. I mean, as you can imagine, there's a lot of ideas out there right now, and you know, if we end up with four different versions of this, the content's going to be all over the place, and I don't think anybody's going to succeed. So it's really about making a commitment. Again, we're not for profit. There's other people in the industry that are also not for profits that are looking to step up and be involved. So right now, I don't think it's in our best interest to go to a small racetrack and say, hey, we need, you know, it's a pay to play. You've got to give us money or you're not going to be on.
No shakedown.
Yeah. But we'll say this. There's a lot of racetracks come to us and said, look, we spend a lot of money in advertising on television. Currently, that's going to go away. We definitely want to contribute. Everybody's trying to find a way to make this work, which is great. As you know, Mike, having worked in the industry as long as we have, you know, it could be like herding cats at times trying to get everybody in the industry to work together. So hopefully, you know, we're creating some momentum. I think we'll be able to announce some major signings of some tracks in the near future. And hopefully that will feed into more tracks signing up and coming on board. But look, you know, my real concern is for that, you know, that second and third tier level racetrack, some of these tracks in the Midwest, some of the places like that really relied on FanDuel TV
Absolutely.
To push their handle. You know, some of them saying that it could represent 10%+ of their handle if they're on television. So that's a real big priority for us.
Yeah. Tony, you've made my day. I mean that sincerely. I'm glad you're the guy heading it up. And, you know, as you say, there's so many disparate interests. It's not easy, but hopefully you can make something happen. I know the future of our product here in California is in large part depending on it. There's no doubt in my mind. as things happen, hope to have you back on and update us, Tony. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, Mike, and listen, I give you my word, I'm gonna give it all I got to make this happen, and I truly believe it's important. I've worked in television my whole life. You've worked in television as well, Mike. You know the power of television. There's never been a sport that's been hurt by being on television, and racing, you know, has to keep this going in my mind.
No question about it. Tony Alivato, thank you so much. All the best.
Take care, Mike.
Appreciate it. And now, as advertised, joined by longtime correspondent with Daily Racing Form and a good friend. Guy does a tremendous job for the fans day in, day out, taking a look at races step by step. He's got a big story up at drf.com regarding some things that happened in front of the Grade 3 Monrovia a week ago, yesterday, Santa Anita Derby Day there at Santa Anita. Brad, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing very well. I wish we had a more pleasant topic to discuss this morning, but stories are what they are, and we can jump right into it. With regards to the lowest-priced favorite on the Santa Anita Derby card a week ago yesterday, her name was Queen Maxima. She finished a flat third at odds of 2-5, and when I was doing some follow-up reporting this week, I wanted to kind of find out what happened to Queen Maxima. Did she need the race? Was she sick? Was there some sort of underlying circumstances that produced that disappointing third place finish at 2-5. Turns out there's a lot more to the story than any of us were aware of.
Yes, indeed. And as I said in hour one, this is a mare who loves the hillside turf course. She came off an authoritative win at 2-5 in the Grade 3 Las Cienegas on January 11th. She is a multiple graded stakes winner down the hill. Brad, I've owned and bred horses that have run down the hill. I know I won at least one. It was a nice allowance with Sweet Cakes and Shakes. I think Mike Smith rode her, or David Flores. I can't remember. But anyway, it's a unique course, and the riders always come out, especially with horses that haven't been down the hill in the afternoon, and they go over the dirt crossing. They come back, go over it again, just to get horses acclimated to it because they see shades of color, and obviously the dirt is different from the grass. I'll let you take it from there as to what happened. Juan Hernandez, her regular rider, was up for Jeff Mullins. As you said, she got off at 2-5.
Yeah, the story actually began in the very first race of the day on the Santa Anita Derby card. There was a catastrophic breakdown in a downhill race. A filly by the name of Cosmic Heat took a bad step. Broke down in race number one. After that race, the Santa Anita Vice President of Industry Relations came down and spoke with jockeys and issued a directive.
Wait a minute. Who is the Vice President of Industry Relations?
Well, I believe that's Aaron Greider. And he came down and issued a directive to jockeys who were riding in the Monrovia. The Monrovia was race number 11 last Saturday, and that's the only other downhill race. And the directive was, if you're riding in a downhill race, you have to take your horse over the dirt course going up, come back down, school them, and then go back up. Okay, that's fine. If they want to issue that directive, that's certainly within reason. Here's where the story took a left-hand turn. Everybody got the message except for one guy, Juan Hernandez, the jockey on Queen Maxima, one of the most reputable, skilled jockeys in Southern California. Never got word about this directive that Santa Anita apparently issued, halfway through the card. So Juan Hernandez jumped on board Queen Maxima and did what he always did with this professional mare who had previously won her last three starts down the hill. She has been over that dirt crossing multiple times. Juan gets on Queen Maxima, takes her straight up the hill, over the dirt course, and right up to the starting gate. Okay, the starting gate is a half mile away from the dirt crossing. At the top of the hill, Hernandez was told, if you don't take this filly back down the hill, school her again over the dirt crossing, she will be scratched.
Who told him that, Brad?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have that confirmed quite yet, but that's what Juan Hernandez told Jeff Mullins after the race. If you don't do this, she will be scratched. Now, that puts Juan Hernandez in a very uncomfortable position. if he doesn't follow this directive and take this filly a half mile down the hill and then a half mile back up the hill, they're going to scratch Queen Maxima from the Monrovia Stakes, the most heavily favored runner on the Santa Anita Derby card. So one, he followed orders, and he went back down the hill, schooled Queen Maxima over the dirt crossing, even though she did not need it, having won her last three starts on the hill, took her back up to the top of the hill. That's a mile round trip, Mike. By the time Queen Maxima got back to the starting gate for the second time, Juan Hernandez told Jeff Mullins, by the time we got to the gate, she was done. The fact that she finished third, beating only, you know, two lengths, was actually a testament to how good this filly is, because she expended so much energy before the race, unnecessarily so, and that's what happened. She had a valid excuse because Santa Anita came up with a directive that jockeys must school their horses over the dirt crossing, notwithstanding a filly who has been down the hill multiple times and run well every single time down the hill. So Queen Maxima had a huge excuse, and if a racetrack wants to change rules, okay, that's fine. That's certainly within their right. But don't do it with a half-hearted, verbal, you know, kind of blanket directive and hope that you covered everybody. There were only six jockeys who rode in the Monrovia Stakes, race number 11, and Juan Hernandez on the 2-5 favorite did not receive that communication. He knew nothing about this directive that was issued halfway through the Santa Anita Derby card. So just another black eye for horse racing in a week and a month, actually, that has kind of been filled with them. And it's frustrating for all of us who love this game so much, and you just hate to see, you know, things like this happen. And I'm frankly beyond being angry. I'm just more, it's more resignation that this game in California is just inching ever closer and closer to the end. And this is just another example of a very curious decision and communication by a racetrack.
Here's something else that you got to factor in. Speaking of Juan, he had just come out of the Santa Anita Derby. Okay? He's riding for Bob Baffert. He rides Potente. And, I mean, the kind of pressure involved with that race. Ends up second, but got beat. And they're running late, by the way. You know, by this time in the card, they're running late. This was the 11th, the Monrovia, on a 12-race card. The Santa Anita Derby was the 10th. So, you know, here's Juan. He was interviewed by Joaquin Jaime. I saw it coming out of the tunnel, just explaining his trip aboard Potente, which is not all that pleasant, I think. Then he's got to go in, change colors, freshen up as best he can, and get out to the paddock, talk to Jeff, and go out and ride. And another thing, you know, I've said this on air. I've always told my kids, it's a people world. Jeff Mullins is not exactly the fair-haired boy, as you know, Brad. You just wonder. I wonder if the connections were a little bit different. Some of the people out there with radios, and you got to think about who was there. Well, we saw Aiden Butler present the trophy for the Santa Anita Derby. He was there with a radio. Amy Zimmerman is there. She's always in tune with what's going on the racetrack. She's got a radio. You just kind of wonder what kind of pressure were the stewards under. Were they aware, were they of a mind that this directive was adequately communicated in advance of the Monrovia? You know, after the fact, but given what we know now, these are legitimate questions to be asked, Brad.
They absolutely are legitimate questions, and I have a feeling that this story will, you know, continue to evolve as we learn a little bit more of what happened and what did not happen. With regards to Jeff Mullins, let me just say this. Yeah, I know he's had some issues in the past. In my opinion, he is one of the top trainers in Southern California. His horses look terrific in the flesh. They're totally agree. They hold their form. They run well. But they don't run beyond their true ability. He's just a true, true horseman, Mullins is. And you can say the same thing about jockey Juan Hernandez. If this message had been communicated to Juan Hernandez, there's no doubt in my mind that he would have said, okay, if you think that she needs some more schooling down the hill or crossing the dirt, I'll go ahead and do that, even though she doesn't need it, having won her three previous starts on the hill. But Juan Hernandez never received the message. And then he gets to the top of the hill and is told that, right, well, you know, you might be scratched if you don't follow orders. So it was a breakdown in communication.
Yeah, I mean, and Juan is not a difficult person. You know that, right? He's just
he's one of the easiest guys you can ever deal with, for trainers and for media.
You said how you've kind of gotten past being angry to a sense of resignation. I'm going to once again state what Bob Icke posted yesterday in reaction to your post on X, talking about the story at DRF.com, quoting Bob Icke, outstanding reporting by Brad Free. Between the overzealous vet protocols and regulations, inclement weather policies, and stewards' ultimatums, the life is sadly being squeezed out of California racing. And
well, we get example, and the examples just continue to pile up. And when you pick up the news early this week and find out that the executive director of the CHRB, referring to horse players as, quote, unhinged, when you see the late odds drops that continue to pummel bettors nationwide, specifically at Keeneland, when you see diminishing field sizes everywhere, the controversy over the HISA situation, I mean, you just wonder how much longer can we survive this game that we have devoted our lives to and love so much. It's a sad, sad situation.
Last question, Brad. Totally speculative. Looking into the future, are we going to be able to continue to run down the hillside course at Santa Anita? As you know, following the tragic breakdown of Arms Runner, trained by Peter Miller, ridden by Martin Pedroza, back in 2020, we were off the grass, off the hillside for a long time. Could we see a return?
Well, I hope not. I love the hill. I think the 6.5 downhill is one of the most iconic, unique layouts in all of North America. It brings together sprinters and milers, with neither group having an advantage. These races are fun to watch. Listen, unfortunately, in this game, breakdowns do happen. Cosmic Heat's breakdown on the hill on the race one on Santa Anita Derby Day was the seventh catastrophic injury this winter at Santa Anita. So you can't just blame it on the hill. I know that maybe there's always the search for a scapegoat. It's not just the hill. Bad things do happen when you are in a sport like this. They happen in football and baseball too. I don't know about people dying, but anyway. I hope that they do not curtail the use of the hill, but they already have when they brought in the 6.5 and 6-furlong flat race.
The usage has been curtailed greatly already. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. Which is unfortunate because
it's Santa Anita. It is the showcase place for Santa Anita. You know,
agree.
It's just. By the way, I was wrong on a personal note. I did win a race down the hill with Sweet Cakes and Shakes, and I won a stake down the hill with McCann's Mojave, the Sensational Star. Self-promotion, Brad, I'm sorry. Before I let you go, do you want to point us in a direction of a winner somewhere?
Well, I'll try, yeah. I mean, the best race in North America this afternoon, it has to be the Grade 2 Giants Causeway at Keeneland. It's a 5.5 furlong turf sprint for fillies and mares, and the favorite's going to be tough to beat. She's number 13, Shining Star, and she did draw in from the also eligible list, and her last three turf sprints have been phenomenal. She won by open lengths every single time. With all due respect to Shining Star, I'm going to go in a different direction. Number 11, Time to Dazzle, who's listed at 6-1 in the program. She's trained by Mark Cassie. John Velasquez is aboard. She's dropping in class from a good fourth-place finish against males in a Group 2 race over in Saudi Arabia. She's among the fastest fillies in the race on figures. She's proven over the Keeneland turf course. Her most recent start at Keeneland was a decisive win in a Grade 2 last fall. The pace scenario should be okay for her come-from-behind style. She's not a deep closer, but she will be coming from mid-pack. I like number 11, Time to Dazzle, at odds of 6-1 to reel in the favorite Shining Star and score an upset in race number 7 at Keeneland. So number 11 in race number 7 at Keeneland on Sunday.
Okay, and post for that, I'm trying to find it, 4:12 Eastern. Brad Free, again, thanks for your time. Encourage folks, go to DRF.com. Check out Brad's story on Queen Maxima's ill-fated trip in the Grade 3 Monrovia a week ago yesterday, Santa Anita Derby Day. Brad, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Mike. Talk to you later.
All right, late on the break, we'll come back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, take two with Jonathan Hardoon. This is Thoroughbred LA.
And a gun, I make my final stand. That's why they call me bad company, and I can deny bad company till the day I die. Till the day I die.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
You look so fancy, I can tell. Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get right to it. Get up to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. No Santa Anita, but, man, we got a lot of great racing going on, huh?
Keeneland's incredible, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
On a daily basis, it's just incredible. The Kentucky product has gotten so good over the years, and it's due to, you know, the machines that they have there. But, boy, it's a pleasure to handicap these fields. They're just loaded. And, you know, it's like every day's a big race day. You can come up with a horse that makes sense
yes.
in these deep fields and get paid.
Yeah,
nice? You don't get 3-5 on those horses.
Exactly. You know, I liked a horse on Friday that Juan Hernandez rode for Mike Maker, the fifth race. I think he rode a mare. She was the one horse, and I'm seeing 12-1. And I talked to Juan's agent Craig O'Brien that morning. I said, "This horse, she's got more money won than anybody in the field by over 100,000. She ran two bad races at Turfway. That's synthetic." Back at a mile on grass today. So anyway, it cost me $20. She was off the board. And I keep saying she, it might have been a colt, but I'm not sure. But the point is, there's value there when you got field size, depth. And the other thing is, as we saw in Fox Sports yesterday, racing, Bruce, it is such a happening in Lexington. People right. dress up even to camp out. They're essentially tailgating, watching the races on TV. They're hooping it up, but they're dressed sharp. You know, I got to get back there one of these days.
Yeah, it's the home of, you know, all the farms there.
Yeah.
Me too. Beautiful over there. Look, they don't have any professional sports, so that's almost like their professional sport is horse racing. They don't bet a ton per capita. That's the only knock against the fandom over there. But, yeah, the sport's amazing there, and it's appreciated.
You know, I've been there. I went to a couple of farms, like, I think 1992, late winter. But I never went. I've never been able to go to the races at Keeneland. Anyway, I know you're going there, so go ahead.
Okay, let's go to Keeneland's sixth race. I think we know a little bit about the connections on the horse I like. This is a non-winners twice on the dirt. Number four, Pahoy Hoy de Oro. I think I got that pronunciation right. Phil D'Amato trained, Flavian Pratt ride, so we're very familiar with those connections. This is a horse, Mike, that probably has had some issues. She's a five-year-old, only making career start number six. She's had a couple of long layoffs. 7 and 8 months. This time, she's actually run four times this year, and she is improving with each start. She had a close second and a game second, sprinting at Oaklawn two back in a very nice performance. That was second off the layoff. She stretched out, albeit in the slop, but boy, this was a sharp win. She was full of run early, really relaxed nicely on the lead. She kicked home. The margin wasn't large, but it was an easy win. Pratt takes over today. She can lay close and finish. I just love the improvement out of this mare. I think they've gotten her right. Let's take a horse on the ascension. Race six, number four, Pahoy Hoy de Oro. I'll say that a couple of times. In the sixth race at 4-1 on the morning line.
We'll settle for once. Phil D'Amato, Flavian Pratt, post time for race six at 3:40 Eastern. You going to Oaklawn?
Yeah, let's go to Oaklawn's eighth race. These are Arkansas bred horses, really curious horse. It's not a big price on the morning line, but the six Street Painter has gotten back to Oaklawn Park, Mike. She won this Arkansas bred level with a game win three races ago. So she's got the class to win here, and she actually had a little trouble down on the inside when she won at this level. She was second last time out in one of those weird races where the Equibase race. I forget what they call them now. But it was an open company race. She ran well in that race. You know what's curious about this filly, Mike? If you go back to the bottom of the page, the last time she routed, she's a sprinter stretching out. The last time she routed here at Oaklawn back in May of 25, she was a five-length winner. This is the first time since that race that she's stretched out in distance. She can do this. She can stay close and finish. She's won at this level before. Kind of like everything about her. Race eight, number six, Street Painter. 3-1 on the morning line.
Post time 4:34 Central. Bruce, tell us about the website, betonbruce.com.
Two menu items today. We have the last six races at Oaklawn Park. You can put all the late rolling exotics together. And the last six races today also at Keeneland. Two separate menu items for you. And we had a really nice day at Keeneland. Let's keep it up. Yesterday at Keeneland.
Let's make it two in a row. Thank you so much, Bruce. Good luck.
Thanks, man.
Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, as I've been saying, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We're going to keep it simple and go to Bob Mazursky and see who he likes today for radio. Sans Santa Anita, with them not running until next Friday. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
It seems a little strange, doesn't it? It's Sunday morning and we don't have any racing going on here locally.
Well, it is very weird. You know, they've had this break now for a while since the Hollywood Park closed because, you know, Santa Anita now runs two meets. Normally we'd be starting Hollywood Park about now and back in the old days.
Yeah, no question. Well, where do you want to go, Oakland or Keeneland, Bob?
I'm going to go to the Keeneland. I like the Doug O'Neill horse in the eighth race today, Civil Liberty. Ran very well in his first start of the year. He was beaten by Crude Velocity, who was much the best that day. This horse ran very well, though, in Crude Velocity. He's 2-for-2 now, lightly raced, and might be the best, turn out to be the best of Bob Baffert's three-year-olds before the year is done. So Civil Liberty, I think if he runs back to that race, it'll be very tough to beat in the eighth at Keeneland today. So number 8 in race 8, Civil Liberty.
And race 8 at Keeneland goes at 4:44 Eastern. Hey, Bob, have a great day. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
All right, going to take our final break. We'll come back running. We're going to say hello to Toby Callett in South Florida. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Cheese from New York. And you know he's got a lot to say. Stay with us.
Hey, that's why they call me bad company, and I can't deny it. Bad company till the day I die.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. And the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add $10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool with the promotion was a promo record of $86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halualohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1000. 1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And talking in your sleep.
I guess you're just and welcome back. Hey, folks, I mentioned plumbing earlier. Be proactive before you're really in trouble. If you see some telltale signs, a little bit of a slow drain or whatever, and maybe it's been a while since you had your main line snaked, give my good friends at Western Rooter, based in Arcadia, a call. Family owned by Mike and Jenny Glenn, along with Larry and John Battaglia. Commercial, residential, they are there for you 24/7 and year round. Western Rooter, you can go to their website. You're going to see over 400 five-star reviews. They're serving the entire San Gabriel Valley and beyond. If you give them a call at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. That's Western Rooter, the best in the West, and we meet it. And the best in the Southeast joins us right now. His name is Toby Calla. Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I see Gulfstream's got 10, but we got, tremendous racing available. Oaklawn Park, also over at Keeneland. What do you want to do for radio today?
Keeneland does have a very bettable card, but believe it or not, all of the grass races are on today at Gulfstream. They ran the stake yesterday, or the feature yesterday at Gulfstream, but today they're all scheduled to go, so it's a rare opportunity to give out a grass race, and we're going to go to the 10th. At Gulfstream. I like the three. His name is General Bradley. We're going to use him with the four ship serve, the five do better, and the one win runner. 3-4-5-1. We're going to have fun playing the nightcap at Gulfstream Park.
You know, Toby, I actually met General Bradley's widow back when Marge wow. Everett owned Hollywood Park. They both loved the races, but he was gone. And just a very, very nice lady, and obviously this guy was Eisenhower's right-hand man during WW2. Just a trivial note there. I know you're in tune with the Masters today. Unbelievable. Rory with a six-shot lead going into yesterday. He shoots 73. We've heard of the other Baffert in our game. I'm going with the other Mick, the other Irishman, Shane Lowry. Two shots back. I've always loved that guy. I hope he does it.
That would be a good story, and he and McIlroy are good friends. As a matter of fact, he's like a big brother to McIlroy.
Yep.
They had the Ryder Cup, and there could have been a fight. Lowry was the one that put him in a bear hug and restrained him from fisticuffs. But, you talk about General E.R. Bradley and golf. In Lexington, back in the day, of course, a lot of the country clubs, even where I grew up in Pittsburgh, it was a religious thing. And in this case, Bradley could not gain entrance to Lexington Country Club, and he built a golf course, a club called Idle Hour, which I want to tell you is one heck of a place. Both clubs, I've played both. They're both very good golf courses, but General Bradley and the Masters, it's funny that you bring up golf. He built a really nice place called Idle Hour in Lexington. If you ever get the chance to play it, if you're a golfer out there listening, seize the opportunity because it's a special place.
Toby, are you telling me Omar Bradley was Jewish?
No. No.
Well,
no,
why
no.
was he denied admission?
He was denied admission because Catholics, Protestants, Baptists.
Oh, my God.
The separation of churches. No, not the separation of religions. No,
that's
no.
amazing. That is amazing.
And I promise you, look it up. It is 100% fact. It's not fiction by any means. Pittsburgh, now that's a different story. It was separated by that, and I remember having invites and then getting the, I didn't know you were Jewish, and all of a sudden the invite disappeared.
So we've come a long way, Toby. I sure hope.
It's true. Well, yeah. Not as far as we wished we had.
I agree with you.
Another story for another day.
All right, 10th race. Toby Calla says it's number 3, General Bradley. 5-2 on the morning line. Post time for that, the 10th and final at Gulf, 5:38 Eastern time. Toby, always a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Man, what a story Brad Free uncovered. I mean, he deserves a lot of credit for that, and he came out public with it, so he deserves more credit for that.
To get that story in print. And then when you realize, John, when you realize the dynamics here, the personalities, the not-so-fair-haired trainer, so on and so forth, I mean, really, I'm kind of getting goosebumps. I just, in reading it, I don't think it's right. Maybe she would have got beat anyway, but it's the way that shook out, I'm sorry.
She was up against it, Mike. Let's be honest. They totally screwed the public. This was a 1-5 shot. That was the biggest favorite on the card. And listen, and these horses all ran over it before. No one was going over this course for the first time, and the jockeys know. And if they even think that there's any sort of problem with the course, you can't run on it. And believe me when I tell you, God forbid they do away with the downhill turf course, because that is the best racing at Santa Anita. That's their staple. That's what everyone knows them for.
Yep.
I'm dumbfounded. I'm shell-shocked. I mean, that was just quite a story by Brad Free, and he deserves a lot of credit.
Yes.
For it. And shame on Santa Anita. I mean, this is the whole thing is mind-boggling. It really is.
Yeah, I totally agree. You saw Bob Ike's comment. I read it twice, and it's you put everything together. We watch races from all over this country, all over North America. They run on off tracks. You know, we play this game outdoors, and we've got PETA at the table dictating how we run this game. It's just, it's not right, John.
Southern California is its worst own enemy. This game is being destroyed from within out there. It really is, Mike. I hate to say it. You know, I love Santa Anita, and I love Southern California racing. This is a shame. This is criminal what they did. I mean, I don't know. How do they explain it? And I'm sure they must have died when they saw that article that Brad Free wrote. They must be sick. But guess what? The word is out, and that's good. But this is a disgrace. It really is a disgrace. Yeah,
I agree with you, John. Well, anyway, let's end on a high note. Can we make some money here in hour two?
Well, it's Aqueduct. Of course we can make money. Let's look at the 8th and final today. 7 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 1 horse in here, 10 Cent Town. 6-year-old gelding for the Mike Maselli barn. Jose Lascano remains on. 7-2 on the morning line. This horse is in the best racing shape of his career. He's the speed of the race. Number 1, 10 Cent Town, sends you home a winner in the 8th and final out at Aqueduct.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we offer Aqueduct, Keeneland, and Oaklawn Selection.
10 Cent Town, was it Shaq who called Sacramento a cow town? Was that Shaq? I think it was. 10 Cent Town, you know there's a story there. Post time 4:53 Eastern for the 8th and final at Aqueduct. John, always a lot of fun. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal and Elliot Cam's inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. Angels pregame right at the top of the hour. It'll be Trent Rush previewing Halos Reds from Cincinnati at 10:30. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. So long.
Behind the gun, I make my final stand. Hey, that's why they call me. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.